Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Mold me better, author, make me better. I hope that is your prayer tonight. Lord, I just want to be better. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth unto all generations. Good evening to our Blog Talk family. We give glory and honor to God tonight for choosing us to represent him in this time. We are salt and light in an earth that has lost its flavor and they've lost their taste. But thanks be to God, God has kept us here that we may share with those who have lost their sense of taste, that they may taste of the goodness of the Lord. We praise God for this day, for this is a day that he has made. And I don't know about you, but I've been rejoicing all day, and my soul is so glad. We thank God for the Butterfields who've given us, shared this platform with us, that we may be able to come and ride in your car, sit with you on the job, sit with you in the living room while you recline, relax from your day. Whatever you've done today, you're here with us tonight, and we are excited. We are with you every Sunday night sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And we thank God for the Butterfields. We thank God for Archbishop Ruth. We just truly thank her for her vision of kingdom and for her her assignment to go. And we thank God that we are a part of that fellowship where we have that covering, where we can go in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We honor our co-laborer in the gospel, Pastor Sherelle Pennington. We just thank God for each of them who have touched our lives in such a special way. I am your host, Pastor Kimberly Black. I bring you greetings from the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church right here at 3605 Northeast Mallory Avenue in the great city of Portland, Oregon. It's an honor to be with you on tonight. We're so excited about tonight, and we have with us our sister, our friend, pastor, co-pastor, Pamela Laws. She is with us on tonight, and she is going to be sharing the word with us, and we are excited. If you are a regular listener, you know that Pastor Laws brings the truth. She preaches the word. She don't hold nothing back. She preaches to us as if we're sitting right there before her, and it's a congregation full of folk. And so I hope that you share that text message that you just got telling people to dial in now to Blog Talk Radio, to the Light of Portland. I hope you text your family and your friends and you told them to dial in tonight, because you know some of them didn't go to church today. Some of them were unable to make it today. But this is a way that they can get a little bit of church in before Sunday night is over. Amen. I remember growing up as a child, leaving New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, running over to Mount Sinai Church of God in Christ, because we would start at 5 and they would start at 7. And we would go and we would jump and shout and praise the Lord with them and then look for some more church. And so this is our opportunity to get some more church. Amen. We're just truly excited about tonight. I want you to get your pen and your pencil, your calendar, or open up your calendar on your phone, because I've got some announcements to share with you about stuff that's happening right here in the city of Roses. I'm truly thankful to God for the announcements that we have and we can share with all of you about what's going on in our city. There is some stuff happening here. You all, let me tell you. Casting Arts presents Black Nativity. This is a gospel song play written by Langston Hughes. This is the 10th year that Black Nativity has been, Casting Arts has hosted this event here in our city. And I'm so honored to be a part of this event. It's going to kick off on Thanksgiving. Yes, Thanksgiving. So when you get through eating all that turkey and dressing and them greens, you can join us at Bethel AME Church for the Black Nativity. It's going to be going down. Tickets for that night, because it's a special night, it's a community night, tickets are going to be $14. And so if you are interested in getting tickets for the Black Nativity, for the opening night, Thanksgiving, it's $14. You can go to passingart.org and purchase your tickets online. If you're unable to make it Thanksgiving night, the play will open up on the next night. Those tickets will be $25 general admission, $20 for seniors, $10 for students, and $7 for children under the age of 5. And that's going to start on November 28th at Bethel AME Church. And I'm looking, I can give you the correct address, because, you know, when you just drive somewhere and you used to drive and you just get in the car and go. But Bethel AME Church is located on 8th, right by 8th and Jarrett, right behind Safeway off of MLK. I'll have the address for you next week, but I just wanted to give you that information. Black Nativity will be going on at Bethel AME Church, and we will be there from November 28th through December 15th. The Friday night and the Saturday night shows start at 7, and the Sunday show starts at 3 o'clock. Ring in the Holidays, an interfaith music for the soul. The church's Vancouver Avenue First Baptist Church and the Latter-day Saints have joined their collective musical talents for a special concert. This concert will take place on November 24th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints. The address is 4195 Southwest 99th Avenue. That's in Beaverton, Oregon. Again, that's going to be on November 24th at 5 o'clock p.m. at the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints, 4195 Southwest 99th Avenue. Ring in the Holidays. Then we have Joyful Noise Music Fest. This is sponsored by the Vancouver Avenue First Baptist Church. On Friday, December 6th at 5:30 p.m., they will be hosting an outdoor music fest. Yes, I said it, y'all. So bundle up, because it's probably going to be a pretty cold one. Vancouver Avenue is located at 3138 North Vancouver Avenue. That's going to be Friday, December 6th. At 5:30 p.m. Joyful Music presents Joyful Christmas, featuring Portland's very own Alonzo Chatwick and Zoeful Music, with special guests Lamont Williams, Letitia McFarlane, Amber Song, AJ Kimbrell, Ronnie Wright, Little Miss Michaela Dean. Now, if y'all ain't ever heard that baby sing, oh, my goodness. Woo, she's anointed. Amen. Little baby girl. And there's more guests. Amen. Next week, I'll tell you about the other guests coming. But that is going to be on December 21st at 6 o'clock p.m. December 21st at 6 o'clock p.m. at Imago Day Eastside Campus. Imago Day is located at 3130 Southeast 148th Avenue. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Tickets in advance are $15 or $20 at the door. If you need more information or you would like to purchase a ticket, you can call 503-960-6705, or you can email at Booking Zoful. That's BookingZoulFul at gmail.com. Amen. And our final announcement. Yeah, I told y'all we doing some things this month. We getting busy. Allen Performing Arts and the Emmanuel Performing Arts present The Gift That Heals. This is a play that is written and directed by Portland's own Elder Ani Allen. Amen. If you have not experienced one of her plays, you are missing a treat. You are missing a blessing. We thank God for the gift that God has blessed us with. Elder Ani is no stranger to none of us. She's worked at Jefferson. She's worked at Harriet Tubman. She's worked at De La Salle. She has been the musical director for Black Nativity for the last 2 years, and we all know her, love her, and excited about the work that God has placed within her and given to her hands. So this play will be presented on Sunday, December 22nd at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Emmanuel Church. Emmanuel Church is located at 1033 North Sumner Street. So we thank God for all of our announcements. We thank God for all of the events that are happening in the month of November and December, getting us ready for that blessed holiday of Christmas where we gather together with family and friends. And for me, every day is Christmas because it's another chance to give my smile, give some love, give some laughter. But for some folks, it's all about exchanging that gift that one time of the year. And that's okay. That's okay. When you really get the real meaning of it, you'll change up how you do it. But we've got some stuff going on. If you did not get those announcements and you want to reach out to me, email me at gffmbc@yahoo.com. We have the announcements early, and so we'll keep making these announcements so you'll hear them again. And you'll hear them again so that we can make sure that we are there. Thank you for technology, because I have the address to Bethel. Amen. Bethel is located at 5828 Northeast 8th Avenue. And that's Black Nativity. And that starts on November 28th and it runs through December 15th. And next week sometime we'll hopefully have Brother Jerry Foster and some people on the line with us, amen, so that you can get a taste of what Black Nativity is all about, amen. If you have announcements that you would like to share, if you have prayer requests that you would like for the saints of God to render, email me at gffmbc@yahoo.com. We will make your announcement. We will call out the names of people that you want to have prayer for. If you can remember, Pastor Sherelle is on the line. Also, her email address is pastorpennington@gmail.com. You can email her. We want to hear from you, our Blog Talk family. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. And following our prayer tonight, the next voice that you will hear will be that of our friend, our sister, Pastor Pamela Laws of the Total Truth Restoration Center from Mapleton, Georgia. Shall we go to the Lord in prayer? Most holy and righteous Father, we come before you this evening thanking you for the opportunity, oh God, to gather together. Father, we come, Father, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, but we come for no other reason but to hear a word from you, Father, to be consumed by your presence, Father. We know that your word is life-building. We know that your word gives us correction. Your word gives us direction. Your word, God, gives us a renewed hope, and it gives us strength. Father, I heard my almost 96-year-old uncle say today, they that wait upon the Lord, you're promising your word, you would renew their strength, and then you would mount them up on wings like an eagle. eagle. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. God, that's what your word does for us. And so tonight, we ask that you would anoint our speaker, anoint Pastor Laws now, Father. Take her deeper down, Father, into your hidden treasures, Father, and allow her to come up, Father, with a word that's going to transform our minds, that's going to renew our spirits, Father, that's going to set us on a straight path, oh God, that's going to speak light to our dark situation. Father, lift up our hung down heads tonight with your word, Lord. Father, we need your word tonight, Lord, because we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word we're about to receive, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the word we're about to receive. God, we receive it. We're ready, Father, with anticipation, oh God. We're ready to receive your word, Father God, because we know that your word, it will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish everything that it was purposed to do. So, Father, tonight, save, heal, and deliver in the matchless name of Jesus. Have your way, Father, through the airways, oh God. Have your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you tonight. We thank you, oh God. Father, we thank you for the listeners tonight, Father. We thank you for those that took up the time to call in. God, thank you for our Blog Talk family, oh God. I pray, God, that you will bless each family that's represented tonight, Lord. Let pray that there be no lack in their lives, Father. I plead the blood of Jesus over every home, God. Father, blessings upon blessings tonight upon your people. Father, God, grant them their heart's desire, Lord. God, if one is sick tonight, heal in the name of Jesus. If one needs to be delivered tonight, deliver, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, if we stand in the need, God, of to make a decision, Lord, please, God, lead us and guide us into the way that you would have us to go. Don't let us look to the left or to the right, but let us focus and fix our eyes on you tonight. So, God, I thank you. I thank you for those that are on the line. I thank you, Lord God, for those that shared this phone number, this information, God, with someone that needs to hear a word from you. Father God, as we yield over ourselves to you, we give our undivided attention to the woman of God who's going to preach and bring forth a rhema word for us tonight. We thank you, Father. We bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. And we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. And amen. Blog Talk family, receive tonight Pastor Pamela Laws.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you, woman of God. We are so glad to be with you tonight. Amen. The Lord has truly been blessing. He has truly been keeping. He has truly been holding fast, amen, to his promises. And I'm so glad that we are recipients tonight of those promises and that we will continue to do and to be, amen, all that he's called us to be. I love what's going on in Portland. I tell you, God is moving and blessing there. So I'm excited to be with you all tonight. This is Pastor Pamela Laws of Total Truth Restoration Ministries here in Mableton, Georgia, and we are excited to be with our Blog Talk family tonight. Thank you so much, Pastor Black and Pastor Pennington, for just continuing to be awesome women of God and continue to lead this platform. We praise God to the Butterfields, amen, for just allowing this platform in order for us to share the word of God, to continue to get the message out that Jesus saves, that he loves. We're excited about it tonight. To Bishop Smith, amen. We praise God for the woman of God, the leader, amen, the matriarch, amen, of this spiritual family. We praise God for her. I give honor tonight to my bishop, Bishop Tyrone Washington, and Elder Jacqueline Washington, his elect lady, amen, my leaders and in Mableton. We praise God for them this evening. To my husband, my grandchildren, my children, to my co-laborers in the gospel, praise God for you and to you, Blog Talk family, who diligently come and share and be with us week after week. We could not do this without you. So we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and we pray that something is said tonight that is going to jumpstart you, that is going to take you higher, amen, that's going to take you even to the more deeper things of God. But maintaining clarity is our prayer tonight. We're excited about God and what he's doing, and I don't know if you can tell, but I'm feeling on fire tonight. It's been an awesome service today. So we're going to move right into the word of God. We're going to pray. Then we're going to move right into the word tonight, and our message is simply fight for it. Fight for it. Amen. Let us pray. Oh, gracious and eternal God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Father, we thank you, God, for another day that you've allowed us to see and one we'll never see again. So we thank you, God, for another opportunity, oh God, Father, to be in your presence, another day, oh God, and opportunity to share you, oh God. Father, someone, their life is hanging in the balance tonight, and it is our prayer that something is said, Father, that will turn their hearts towards you, that something is said, that they will come and say, what must I do to be saved? We thank you, oh God, for, Father, for being a forgiver of sins and a lifter of heads tonight. We ask that you will bless, oh God, each and every one that is on this call. Father, I ask tonight, as your woman servant, oh God, that I decrease, Father, and that you may increase, God, that everything that I say, Father, will be straight from you, God, to edify, to build up, oh God. Father, to restore, God, I thank you, to redeem tonight, God. Father, to draw them back to you. Father, it is our desire tonight, Father, that all will come to know who you are, Father, and just be overjoyed at all the things that you're doing and all the things that you're going to do. We celebrate you tonight, oh God. We lift our hands. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And for his sake, we say amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Fight for it. Tonight, that topic just began to stick out with me. There's been issues that I have been personally been dealing with at work and just kind of out in the community. And every day it seems like I'm in a fight, and not a physical fight, because that's my past life. And praise the Lord, I try to leave that where it is. But in the spirit realm, Pastor Black, I'm sure that you can agree that the enemy is always trying to challenge us to make us to revert back to who we once were, back to that life when we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, that sinful life where we used to live, when you know someone may say something to you and you felt like your womanhood was being challenged. If you didn't shake your finger and roll your neck and give them a piece of your mind, you felt like they got over on you. And so what we tend to find, women and men the like in the kingdom, is that the enemy is always trying to challenge us to make us not believe that God is who he says he is, and that he's not going to do what he says that he's going to do. He tries to get us to fight with our words, or to fight with our hands, or to fight with how we deal with God's people. And so every day we have to remind ourselves, I believe it was Paul that says, every time I try to do good, evil is present all around me. Every time I try to stay in right standing, there's always something, a situation, a person, a social media, the news, always trying to make me handle situations with my flesh. And it's not what our daddy has desired, is not what he has called for us to do. I believe it was even in Second Chronicles, where the Bible told them that I need you to show up, but you're not going to have to fight this battle. And I need you to show up like you're going to fight. I need you to come equipped. I need you to come with your armor on like you have to fight. But this battle is not yours. This one belongs to the Lord. And so we get this constant reminder from Holy Spirit that this battle is not yours. This battle is not yours. But I feel tonight that as we look in the book of Jude, that there's still a portion that we have to do, and that is to fight for our faith. To fight for our faith, not to fight to get it, because we know that God has already given it to us, but is to fight against those things that make us doubt who God says he is, to doubt the work that he's doing in and through us. Jude, amen, he is the, this is the 65th book of the Bible. Jude, whose name means he who is praised, he has come on the scene with this one chapter, this one book, one chapter to tell the people of God to fight, to contend, and to do battle. Be ready. We have to be on high alert. Pastor, why is this so important? Because if you're watching the news, watching the things that are going on in the political arena, you're watching the news where you're watching senseless murders day after day after day. If you're watching the way these natural disasters that seem to come every couple of years seem to be coming every year and every couple of months, there are so many things. This world seems to be going into turmoil and seems to be spinning out of control. But I'm reminded that even when the disciples were on the boat, and the Bible says that they were fearful, that Jesus, who slept in the bottom of the boat, they came to him and said, "Do you not care that we perish? Do you not care that we are about to be taken out? God, do you see what's going on? Do you see what's going on in this world? Do you see what's going on in my state, oh God? God, do you see what's going on in my city? God, are you even concerned about what's going on in my home?" And it is this same Jesus that told him, "Oh, you of little faith." As he spoke to the wind, as he spoke to the storm, as he's been speaking to our situations, he's, how long? How long? How many times does he have to remind us that he's got our back? How many times does he have to remind us that he'll never leave us nor forsake us? How many times does he have to tell us, "Baby, you got this. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus"? How many times does he have to tell us to fight for it? He says to fight. We need to fight against this negative thinking. We have to fight against, hallelujah, negative conversation from our lips. We have to fight. It is already been given to us. Hebrews 11:1 tells us, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it is the evidence of things not seen." And so when we're in this battle to fight, we have to be a constant reminder to ourselves, because God has already equipped us with everything that we need. He's already equipped us, hallelujah, with what we need in order to get through. But we have to remind ourselves. Jude, and in this chapter, if you look at verse 1, it says, "Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ and brother James," he says, "to those who are called to those who are called. Matthew 22 and 14 says, for many are called, but few are chosen. We have all received the call. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you believe, amen, that our Lord and Savior, he died and his daddy rose him up on the third day, you are saved. You are a part of the call. Don't think, amen, that you just came to yourself and said, Lord, I need to be saved. No, there was a prompting and an invitation because of a situation that you may have been in, and Jesus Christ called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And when you accepted that call, you now became, hallelujah, one of his warriors. I know you may not feel like it, and you may not, oh, I don't know enough word, and I'm not able to do all that. I have members on my family prayer line that don't think that they are equipped, amen, in order to lead the prayer. But no, well, Pastor, I can't do it like you do it. And, oh, I can't put the words together the way you put the words together. But when you understand and in your best way be able to articulate what God has done for you, that's all he requires. You don't have to do it like me. You don't have to do it like the bishop. You don't have to do it like the other pastors. You do it the way God has given you to do it. Our daddy, he inhabits the praises of his people. So any opportunity that we get to talk to him, any opportunity that we get to have conversation with him, I don't want you to count those encounters short, because our daddy has so much for us, and he wants to share, and he wants to build us, and he wants to take us higher. But we have to fight against that thing that's making us think that we're less than, that we're not worthy enough. He says, to those who are called, and not only called, but sanctified. We've been called and we've been set apart for such a time as this. He's called us to go out and to share him with a dying world. There's some out there, oh my God, that are living a hopeless life, that are living as victims when God has told them that they are victors. When God has told them that they're victorious, when our daddy has told them that they are more than overcomers. But if we don't believe it, if we don't believe what God has done and what he's doing in and through their lives, how can we pull it together to share it with someone else? He told them that when you're called, God doesn't call you just because. There's a purpose and there's an intent, hallelujah, and there's something that he has for you. I believe it's Brother Rick Warren who wrote the book called The Purpose-Driven Life. Now, this book is not just for any and everybody, but it is for those that are called. It is for those who understand that God has a purpose and plan for their life. Even if you don't know what it is, I believe the way the book is laid out in a way for you to take this journey on finding your call, finding your purpose. God, why? Why am I here? Why'd you call little old me? Why did you come? I don't have anything to offer. I believe Mary said the same thing when right before the Holy Spirit came and told her that you have found favor with the Lord and you're going to bring forth, hallelujah, a son. I believe, hallelujah, I believe that was the same thing that Abram believed before he was called the father
of many nations. He thought he was too old and his time had passed, and he was already past his point of being able to make an impact on the world. But God used him. So I don't want you to count yourself short, believers. I don't want you to count yourself short, those who are called and sanctified. Because see, what goes on in this one chapter, Jude begins and ends this letter assuring the believers that God exerts him, he inserts his omnipotence to keep them from falling away from the faith. Verse 1, he says, to those who are called and sanctified by God the Father and preserved, he's keeping them, he preserves them in Christ Jesus. This is the same chapter where he tells us in verse 24, now unto him who is able to keep us from stumbling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. This is the same Jesus. But see, watch what happens. But all in the middle, he wants us to be vigilant. He wants us to be reminded, amen, that we also have the power. He wants us to be reminded that if we just abide in his love, amen, that's already half the battle. If you abide in his love. So Pastor, what do I say when someone questions how you can be so sure that you'll keep the faith until the end? Say this: God called me out of unbelief. Yes, I was not always a believer, but God called me out of unbelief. And so if God called me, he can call you. This God, the God that I know, he loves me with a particular kind of love because he knew I was a particular kind of daughter. He knew I was one of those daughters that was from the show me state. I didn't believe that I would get in trouble for going into the cookie jar until I went into the cookie jar and got in trouble. I was one of those that didn't believe I would be put on punishment for staying out late at night until I stayed out late at night. I know I'm not the only one who comes from the try me state. I tested my parents time and time again. And time and time again, they delivered on their promise, whether it be good or whether it be bad. So when God knows his child, he can love his child the way based on their characteristics. I have three children, three adult children, love them all dearly, love them all the same. But I had to love them and shower them with attention based on their personality. My oldest son, very laid back, just chill. I didn't have to do a lot with him. And then I had my baby girl, very, very independent. She's the one that thinks she's my mama. But then I have the one in the middle where sometimes I have to show a little love and sometimes I back off. I have to show her a lot of love and a lot of attention. She becomes very clingy. And then she wants to be the adult. And then I have to back off. But each one of my children are particular kind of children. So I have to give them particular kind of love. Still love them unconditional, will do anything for them. But so when our daddy knows who we are, don't get upset with me if daddy seems to be giving me more attention than he's giving you. If he seems to be answering my prayer request a little bit faster than he's answering yours, why? You may be one, amen, that can walk with a little bit more dependence. Amen, that your faith, hallelujah, is a little bit stronger than mine. Even though he's given each of us a measure of faith as it's related to us in Romans chapter 12, verse 3. But he understands who you are. He understands that each of us have different fight in us. He tells us, if we go on really quick in Jude verse 3, he says, "Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints." Now watch, he says, "I was diligent, I was eager to write to you to talk about all the things that we have in common, all the places where we are alike." He says, "But I found it necessary. I had to be necessary." When something is necessary, there is a sense of urgency behind it. Yeah, I wish we could talk about all the good stuff. He says, "But I found it necessary that I need to deal with this. First, I need to deal with..." The only reason he would feel it necessary to encourage us to stay the course with our faith, if the faith was not shown to be wavering in some area. I have an elder at my church that teaches about cracks in your armor. The word of God tells us to put on the whole armor of God, that we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. But it's hard to fight if there are cracks in your armor. It's not safe if there are cracks in your armor. My armor will not penetrate. The fiery darts may penetrate my armor if there's a crack in my armor. A football player's helmet is no longer safe if there's a crack in it. His head is no longer fully protected based on the manufacturer's specs for that helmet. A motorcycle rider, if he gets into an accident, the helmet is no longer any good because it is no longer fit to protect his head. The same with our armor. If we don't have on our full armor and ensure there are no cracks in our armor, we are not ready for battle. When we are continuing to pursue this life of faith, the enemy is going to try us on every hand. Come here, Job. The Bible says that by the time Job could get one news of bad news, there was someone showing up to tell him more bad news. And someone showing up to tell him more bad news. Why? Because the enemy, the same one who had been going to and fro, seeking who he could devour, had now been given permission to try Job. But Job didn't allow the things that seemed to be falling apart around him to allow his armor to have cracks in it. The Bible says, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." The Bible says that so all these things were going on in Job's life, the Bible says that he didn't charge God foolishly, and it was charged to him as righteousness. It is the same Job. If you read on through the chapters, how he went through, even asking that his life, the day of his birth, be blotted out. Hallelujah. The same one that God told his friends, "If Job don't pray for you, I won't bless you." This is the same Job at the end was restored. That everything that was taken away was given back to him. Everything that he needed. Why? Because he fought for what he believed. Even though he didn't always know how he was going to make it, he knew that he couldn't just take the good with God, that he had to be able to withstand the bad. So even though he himself felt like he was down, he always knew that God was there. Always knew that he was there. I want to share just a few scriptures with you tonight. Hallelujah. And I'm going to get out your way. I want to share just a few, amen, scriptures with you this evening as we talk about fighting for our faith. If you have your Bibles, if you're taking notes, Mark chapter 11, verse 23. This is Jesus dealing with the fig tree. We have some fig trees in our lives, some things that look like it should be producing, hallelujah, some things that look like it should be producing, but it is not, amen. And God, this is where Christ cursed the fig tree, and he turned and he began to talk to his disciples. And if you look at Mark chapter 11, verse 22, so Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, believe in God. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. First, he says, have faith in God. I know I don't have enough money. I don't have enough social status. I don't have the education. I don't have everything it takes to get me out of what I'm in. Because if that was the case, I would have done it a long time ago. But I had to learn Blog Talk to have faith in God. I had to learn and believe and trust God, to take God at his word. He said that I could say to a mountain, be uprooted and cast into the sea. He says, if you believe it and not doubt, whatever your mountain is, your mountain may be cancer. Your mountain could be high blood pressure. Your mountain could be a divorce that's on the horizon. Your mountain could be wayward children. Whatever your mountain is, your mountain could be the job trying to give you a pink slip. Whatever your mountain is, it could be depression. He said, speak to that mountain. Tell that mountain to leave from this place and go to that place. He says, and believe it. Hallelujah. And he says, and it will be done for he who will have whatever he says. Verse 24, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, not if, whatever you ask God when you pray, believe. Fight for it. Because we've been in it so long, saints, we think that this is just the way. We think this is just the way it's going to be with us. We think this is the end for us. But it's not what God said. He says, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Come on, believers. Come on, believers. Our second verse is going to come from Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Luke chapter 10, verse 19, and it says, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Oh, come on. The only way that I can trample on a serpent and know that he's not going to turn around and bite me is I have to have faith. This is that crazy faith. But the Lord has told us there are things that are trying to attack us. There are things that are trying to poison us. There are things that are trying to make us retreat. But God says, I've given you what? Authority. I've given you authority over the enemy to trample his head. The same thing, oh God, the same thing that he said in Genesis, that we're going to bruise up. That when we trample the enemy, he may bruise the heel of Adam, but God comes right back He comes right back in Luke. It says, I'll give you the authority to trample on that thing that used to bruise your heel because of sin. Because you believe in me, I'll give you the authority to trample on his head. I give you the power. And nothing. He didn't say something. He didn't say just this. He said, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Oh, Lord, my time. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. I'm sorry, Romans 8 and 37. It says, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, my God, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Nothing is going to be able to separate us. Why? Because we walk by faith and not by sight. I believe it. If God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. I walk in the authority that God has given us. We walk in the authority that God has given us. I encourage you, family, today. I wish I could finish this out the way I want to, but I want you to know tonight, I need you to fight for it. I need you to fight like your life depend on it. Because there are going to be challenges in the world. But when Jesus hung, bled, and died on the cross for us, he would not have said it if it were not so. He said, it is finished. That means everything that his daddy has sent him here to accomplish, it was done. He did it by faith. He believed it, knowing that his daddy, hallelujah, was always there with him, even if he felt like at a time he had to turn his back. He believed it. Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, he believed. He said, if this cup can pass from me, but if not, not my will, but your will be done. Father, your will be done tonight in the lives of your children, oh God. Father, as we contend for the faith, God, the faith which you promised us and gave us, hallelujah. Father, the faith that we understand it is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, God, I ask that you would cover them tonight. God, I ask that you would keep them, oh God, and grant them your peace, God. Father, we are ready, oh God. There are no cracks in our armor. God, we are on assignment, and we know that you did not bring us this far to leave us. Daddy, we love you tonight with all of our heart, and we don't take it back. It's in Jesus' name. And for sake, we say amen, amen, amen. Pastor Black, we turn this call back over to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a mighty word on tonight. Fight for it. Amen. I heard Pastor Law tell us to be on high alert, and it was necessary for us to receive that word on tonight because we are living in the last and evil days. We know not when the Son of God is going to come back, but my brothers and my sisters know that we must contend earnestly for our faith. Thank you so much for that word on tonight. Pastor Laws, may mercy be upon you. May peace and love be multiplied upon you in Jesus' name. Thank you, everyone, for calling in tonight. I pray that you have received a word tonight from the Lord that will strengthen you, help you in your daily walk with the Lord, and most of all, help you to contend and fight for your faith. God bless you. And until next Sunday, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good night. And we love you. And there's nothing you can do about it.